Hello, y'all. This is John Wayne. I haven't talked to y'all out there for a while, and it's been a while since we spoke. I think the last time I did a recording must have been sometime back in March. And I do apologize for the length of time. I've been in a transitory state, transitioning from a small town in Denver. To another small town north of Denver, living with my wife and her two sons. And so it's a little bit different transitions. Getting married again, transitioning from a single life, you know, back into, you know, a wedded life. So anyway, wanted to catch up with you, let you know how the dispensary business is doing. Of course, we're still advocating Medicine Man. Medicine Man, like I said, is the best of the best. I have also been kind of going to another place called Live Well, and they're kind of a good comparison, but not quality-wise, nowhere near as good as the Medicine Man. So, but then on the other hand, you know, I'll tell you this: you can put how much credence you want into quality, which is a good factor when you like to smoke the bud. But nowadays they got pens. The technology is off the hinge. A lot of things have changed since a joint. When there used to just be a joint or a bow. Now, there's all kinds of things out there that you can ingest, you know, to have a alternate state of mind. So whatever it takes, whatever it makes you feel good, you can rest assured you can definitely get it, especially here in Colorado and some of those great states that also have it in effect, you know, for everyone. So anyway, here in Colorado, like I said, if you stop through here, which is in the middle of the country pretty much, you're going to be able to buy and purchase weed just like going in the grocery store and buying the things that you need, you know, in your home for food on your table. So if you're into an alternate state of mind and you want to get a good high while you're transitory, traveling through here, driving through here, taking a vacation here in Colorado, just remember one thing: the Medicine Man. The Medicine Man is going to be able to provide you with a menu, and I mean a full menu, an assortment of needs, whether you have CBD needs or whether you have sativa or indica needs, medical, medicinal, or what have you, recreational. The Medicine Man is like the Walmart of all the dispensaries. And you'll hear me say this over and over again in all my recordings if you follow and listen to me. And the reason why I'm advocating this is because it simply is just that. In my experiences with them, I've been able to do nothing but have good luck with the Medicine Man. In prices and quality. And I've been to a lot of other places because, I mean, hey, you know, who wouldn't? You're kind of like a kid in a candy store when you see, you know, all the different dispensaries that are available. But sometimes you can get hung up on advertisement because they do have a book that advertises for all the dispensaries. And I usually get the updated edition of that book and keep an updated edition of it because in that book they'll have all types of invitations that they will invite you to their store as a first-time buyer in their store. And they'll offer you the world pretty much just to come to their store and shop with them. So that's one thing that a lot of people shop for is they'll go to various different stores between here and Boulder, and they'll shop all the dispensaries because all the dispensaries give you like an incentive to shop with them. And so if you go to their store for the first time, all of them give you either something at a 50% discount, and you know, just to get your business. So that's one of the things that is available to anyone that comes in the area. But just remember, you can't get, you won't, the, none of the dispensaries will do any kind of business with you if you don't have proper ID. And that means your ID has to be current, you know, and it can't be outdated, because that's one of the things, you won't even get through the door. So just keep those kinds of things in mind, because it's the little things that can trip you up. And so right now, some of the hottest choices that's going on is the Special Ops and the Rocket Fuel. Keep in mind, these are two of the, and the Emerald OG. These are some of the hottest brands or strains that's available at the Colorado stores. And I'm sure if you go to other stores, they may have other strains. And at some point, if I go on with this station, that's what I want to be able to do, is have people in the states that do offer marijuana legally, that they can share some of their experiences and some of the strains that they find you know, wonderful and joy for them. So, you know, another one that I wanted to share with you is called Special Ops. Special Ops, Rocket Fuel, Emerald OG. These are all sativa strands. Like I said, indica. I only want to go to sleep when I go to bed at night. So I'm not one that is too much into indica, although I have bought some indica brands. Usually those are the last ones that I smoke, because I'm not into something putting me to sleep. I want to be up. You know, I'm excited, you know, about life, and I like to enjoy it every day, not sleep through it. So anyway, I wanted to reach back out to you guys. Today is sometime early June, and it's been a long time since I reached out to you, but I appreciate Anchor for being there and giving a guy an opportunity to record and get your thoughts out there to the world. So it's, the dispensary business is really doing well here in Colorado. The last time, like I said, I went to Medicine Man, I was about, it's real fast business, but I'm telling you, it is the most high demand dispensary that I know. And there's, don't get me wrong now, there's other ones. And like in any business, there's competition. And so, but from what I've seen, there hasn't been any competition so much with Medicine Man. And that's the reason why they're, they have three stores in the metropolitan area, one in Thornton, one in North Denver, and one in South Denver. So if you in the area, traveling through the area, happen to be on vacation or something like that, just remember Medicine Man. And that's the only thing you want to do, is put that in your GPS, Medicine Man, here in Denver, in Thornton, Colorado. And if you're within a earshot or on the highway and you're traveling through, or you're going to California, or you're going to New York, or head east somewhere, you know, you're headed north, you know, you're heading south, you can't go wrong stopping in any other dispensaries. Now, I can't speak for too much the ones in the western part of the state, because I haven't actually been too far outside of a 100-mile radius from here west of Denver, Aurora. But when I have went west to the mountains, I will tell you that I have been very happy and pleased. And they have a lot of the diesel strains when you go in the mountains. And those strains are very good, are high demand strains. You don't see or hear about, those are the kind of strains that they're here today and gone tomorrow, you know, and they're high demand. So, but other than that, I'm generally concentrated in the Denver, Aurora, metropolitan area when I'm speaking of Medicine Man. Okay. And I have been, like my wife, she lives 100 miles north of Denver. And it's a little town called Greeley. And there they have a place called Live Well. It's pretty good too. Very, very competitive. I can't remember ever going in there. And they don't have anywhere from a minimum of 20. I've been in there when they had a maximum of like maybe, I was like maybe the 50th person. I mean, seriously, small town, but high demand. And so the dispensary business, like I said, is very hot. It's very reflective of the society. And this is the reason why over half the states in the United States is applying, at least for medicinal purposes and reasons, because there's people that are ill, I mean drastically ill, babies, older folks, and younger, and in between, that depend on the medicinal values of marijuana. So it's not only just people like myself that leisurely or recreationally like to smoke it and have it. You know, just like some people choose to have a glass of wine. Some people choose to have, you know, a shot of whiskey. Some people choose to have a can of beer. Some people just like protein, you know, nothing but protein, nothing alcoholic. I mean, that's what America is all about, to each his own. And that's what makes America a great country, because you can do what you want to do. I can do what I want to do, as long as I'm not being disrespectful to you and you're not being disrespectful to me. We're not infringing on each other in any kind of way. We're being respectful. That's the American way. And so that's the reason why I love to smoke marijuana, because it is my choice when it comes to alternate state of mind. And don't get me wrong, I love to read books. I love computers. I love internet. I love to tinker with you know, anything network, computers. I love to fix things. I love to analyze things. You know, I love to work out. I love to stay in shape. You know, I believe in looking at life from a positive point of view, not looking at it from a negative point of view. No matter what, how many odds may be against you, I still believe that if you have faith and you have, and you believe in yourself, that you can conquer, you know, eventually things that are adverse to you. So these are the kinds of things that motivate me and give me that self-positive motivating aroma and that gist of confidence every day, every morning. Like this morning, you know, I'm awoke, you know, I'm awake, I'm alert, you know. And so this is what it's all about, staying in attention and life, you know, being real with it, you know, never fooling yourself. You can't fool yourself. When you start fooling yourself, then you really are putting yourself at a disadvantage with the world. So again, I want to reach out there to you and let you know that there's some good things going on up here in Colorado. And, you know, besides mountain climbing and skiing and good folks and, you know, good things and good scenery, the ambience of Colorado at night or daytime is something to behold. I mean, this is one city. It reminds me of California a lot. California is very busy and people are very impersonal one way or the other. They're going about their business, coming and going, just like ants. You know, the insects. Ants is a good example that I use from the insect family. Ants, you see them no matter what. They're steadily doing their thing. No matter what, rain, hail, sleet, or snow, ants during the season that they are out on the prowl, you see the ant holes, you see ants everywhere. Okay, they are busy doing what they need to do, just like human beings going about doing what they need to do. Ants is a good example of the insect family of how human beings are. We go about our way, doing our thing, no matter what. No matter rain, hail, sleet, or snow, we do what we have to do to survive. And so that's the way life is. And so, again, like I said, it ain't all about marijuana. I enjoy it. I enjoy sharing with others good quality. So I'm not just on here advocating smoking and joking and, you know, I advocate a lot of things, having a job, being responsible, you know, going to school. Like right now, technology is so far advanced from the time that I went to school and got educated. It's time, in reality, a lot of people my age are retiring, some of them. A lot of them have given up. A lot of them are still working for pennies or peanuts. And a lot of them still have the skills of yesterday and do not reflect those skills of today. A lot of people are afraid of computers. A lot of people kind of put on a front, like they know more than what they do. And they don't want to take the responsibility of going back to school and learning today's way. I mean, if you don't have technology based on, okay, like, I seen a guy on TV and they asked him what an 8-track tape was. And his name was Isaiah Thomas. He's a prominent young basketball player. And they asked him what an 8-track tape was. He didn't even know what an 8-track tape was. And they asked Isaiah Thomas, the one that used to play for the Detroit Pistons, what it was, because it's a difference in generation. He immediately knew it was an 8-track tape. See, there is a generational difference and there is a generational gap of knowledge. There are kids that know a whole lot about cell phones, but if you ask them about history, they don't know history. So there is a fine tooth. I mean, you have to really be in this day and time. Like, for instance, I am now going back to school and I'm just looking at the things that I'm learning, the things that they call introduction to computers. Well, I've lived it and I know it already. So I'm glad to take a course like that and go back and get myself reacquainted with terminology, because the teacher says, look, when you're gone out of this class, you're telling all the students at the first class orientation. She says, when you leave this class, like many students have come to universities and they leave, what's going to stay with you is terminology. So, I mean, operating a computer, which used to be a typewriter, and yesterday we used to have typewriters. And then we went from typewriters to a keyboard and a computer. And now the whole world is connected by internet. We don't know each other, but we all reach out to each other and we communicate to each other. Just like I was saying, ants, they go about their day, no matter what humans do, no matter what, if humans drop a piece of bread, you'll see tiny little ants, thousand of them, will come get that piece of bread and be carrying it on their backs. And then one by one, or so many, they'll tear that piece of bread up. Human beings, in the same way, do their kind of things like that. So anyway, I didn't mean to get too far off the subject. I just want to let you know that the weed is good up here in Colorado. And this is just my check-in. I haven't checked in there with you guys, I think, since, what, March? So, and I appreciate you guys keep sending me the advertisement. I really appreciate Anchor for having this platform to give a person an opportunity to communicate and speak to the world about what I feel is going on in my part of the world, just like Al Roford used to do with the weather. So I enjoy broadcasting, I enjoy speaking, I enjoy communicating with others. And so I apologize I haven't been out there on the regular. I'm gonna try to get back to being regular, but I did want to get back out there with Anchor and let you guys know from the John Wayne thing, the John Wayne side of the world, where I'm at. And I appreciate Anchor for giving me this platform and the opportunity to reach out to the world and let the world know what my thoughts are. Okay, well, you know, like I said, the bud is really good here. The dispensaries is kicking. But remember, if you're traveling in the middle part of the country, north, south, east, or west, and you want to stop and have a break, you want to stop and get a hotel, or remember, Medicine Man. And most dispensaries now, just so you know, are open till about 10 o'clock. That's 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So keep that in mind also as you on your way traveling. Enjoy your travels. Like I said, I've traveled and went to places like California, as an example, which is one of my frequent places to go. And the last time I went to California, it was extraordinary. And I think I shared that in one of my recordings. California is a beautiful place. When I went out there the last time, which has been within, I say, the last 90 days. The last time I went out there, it was beautiful. At first, a little disappointing, but it really turned into a beautiful experience. I would never have thought that in my day and time that someone would knock on your door or ring your doorbell. And of course, I had to request it and sign up for it. And they would come over and they would bring their briefcase and all, you know, like, I mean, it was extraordinary. But the young lady came over and she bought like briefcases. And it reminded me of like back in the old days when you used to have salesmen come to your home and knock on the door and they offer you all these different things. Well, that's how she showed up. And she showed up and she rolled out the whole menu. And I could not believe it. I mean, she had the sativa, she had the indica, and I mean, she let you smell it, she let you sniff it. She had the pens, she had drinks. I mean, it was incredible. And so the world, like I said, is changing right before our eyes. And some people are in a state of attention and some are not. And for those who are, I'm reaching out there to you to give you a little bit of something to kind of put in your pack. So when you come up here to Colorado, you'll have some knowledge. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off now. I think that I've said enough. I hope that I've said enough that you got something out of it, know what I'm talking about, and not wondering What the hell is he talking about? I hope that I've enlightened you today. And if I, for any reason, leave you with a question mark, don't hesitate to send me your feedback. You can send that to me. Just put this, the name of this segment, which is the John Wang Weed Feed. And this is an edition that is in June. I haven't did an edition for some time, so please feel free to respond. Give me your feedback. It's always welcome. Again, this is John Wayne Thang. I'm signing off. You guys have a great one out there. And when you get high, like I said, do it safely. Do it responsibly. And don't drive and smoke in your car. You know what I mean? Don't do that kind of stuff. And if you're going to do that, and I'm just being real, make sure someone else is driving. All right? Stay high.